Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Forgiveness is the Point of the Story.
Peter asked Jesus how often he needs to forgive. Maybe 7 times? Jesus' response is 77 times. The number 7 for the Jews was a complete number and often meant many or a very long time. We recall the days of creation in Genesis, for instance. God creates for 6 days, and on the 7th day, God rested. The symbolism helps us to know that God's creation is not only perfect, but still ongoing. So Jesus saying we must forgive 77 times really means that we cannot ever say, well, now I've forgiven so-and-so, and now I can go on. Jesus understood human nature enough to know that what lies at the heart of good relationships is an ability to say sorry readily and often. And then Jesus goes on to tell a story, just to drive home the point. A servant has a big debt due to his master. At first, the master wants to sell off the guy and all his family. But when the servant pleads for mercy and patience, the master is moved with compassion and cancels out the entire big debt. Now that very servant discovers that one of his own peers has accumulated a much smaller debt to him. He grabs him and chokes him and demands an immediate payback. But even after the guy pleads for mercy, promising to pay in full, the servant has him thrown into prison until the debt is paid. Word got back to the master about this behavior, and he went back to the servant and severely reprimanded him. He said, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you? He sent him off to be tortured until he should pay back the entire loan which he had previously agreed to cancel. Jesus ends the story by saying, so will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother or sister from your heart. Seriously? God will torture us if we do not forgive? This is a classic hyperbole often used by Jesus and preachers of his day. Exaggerated language, in other words. He is giving a rather scary statement, and we need to be careful that we not take this literally. We have to ask, is this the way God really is? The Lynn family have written a wonderful book entitled Good Goats, Healing Our Image of God. One of the examples they give regarding hyperbole in Scripture is this. A family is on a road trip vacation, and the kids in the back seat are being noisy and fighting. Dad turns around and says, if you kids don't settle down, I'm going to tie you to the roof rack of the car. The kids know Dad will not do that. But do they get the point? You bet. So will God punish us in a vengeful way when we don't forgive? I don't think so. But to focus on this is to miss the point Jesus is making. Forgiveness is the point. However, often the pain and wounds are so bad, especially in the case of abuse, infidelity, or when a family member has been a victim of gun violence, for example. God does not demand that the pain be prolonged by worry about forgiveness. Sometimes forgiving is humanly impossible. I believe God understands. We can seek justice, but not vengeance. This is a very difficult area in all of our lives and can only be remedied through grace. So let's ask God today to give us the grace to be forgiving. Amen.